Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha, the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival is February 15th. We're less than a month away from a little Maple Bacon Coffee Porter.
So that's not Super Bowl.
No, that's the weekend before.
Oh, okay. Because that's my Super Bowl.
Yeah, I thought you were.
Yeah, man, I'm not a fan of that. I had to be there.
Now, you know, Ryan, the founder, owner of Funky Buddha, I play him every day in Wordle, Dordle, Quartle, and Octortle. And he's a worthy opponent, but no one's a wordsmith quite like I am. But we've had our battles. And yesterday, because Monday, I swept him in all four. Now, that's the rarest of birds. I think I told you, he swept me about a week and a half ago, and I woke up the next day and Amazon had delivered a dustpan and broom to my house because it was the rarest of birds to sweep someone. And he said, "You'll never sweep me." And now I've got this beautiful dustpan and broom, but I swept him. And he's been a little lippy and a little mouthy since then. He's grasping at straws. Yesterday, I put up a fantastic Dordle. Then I put up an incredible Quartle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go for it, Octortle. I mean, brilliant, 53, which is really difficult on Octortle. He never submits that he played, says that he fell asleep on the couch around 7:30 and will consider yesterday a tie. What? Like, I put up scores he could only dream of, and I know what happened. He played Dordle and Quartle and Octortle, put up lousy scores, never forwarded them, just cut off all communications for the rest of the day and said that he fell asleep.
I think that's a forfeit. If you just don't show up for the game, I think that's a win.
Exactly. He's declaring it a tie. I mean, it just, you know. So anyway, I banned him for 24 hours. Never sent him my Wordle score today. Never sent him my Dordle score today. He's accusing me of shenanigans. He thinks that I X'd out on those. No, I just banned him for 24 hours. He's on punishment.
In 10 years, this is what I have to look forward to.
Oh, this and Miralax and
Hey, I already enjoy some of that Miralax.
Yeah. Well, a couple other degrading moments during your day. Like fuel softener and quick squatty potties.
Quick question, by the way. Miralax over Metamucil? Because that's something I've been
You're
pondering
asking for
myself.
A friend?
Yeah.
Miralax, my go-to. Huh. I love a little scoop of Miralax and just about anything.
Good to know.
A little whiskey, scoop of Miralax.
Little IPA, a little Hop Gun, and some Miralax.
Anything. They should actually come out with a Miralax Funky Buddha flavor.
And extend the bathroom at the tap room.
All right, let's do headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Official word from the NBA, and I know Ira Winderman had tweeted this out, and Hawk, you had mentioned it during Clay Ferreiro, but from the NBA, tonight's Heat game at the Milwaukee Bucks will tip off at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. So the
Very
game
good.
Has been pushed back exactly an hour, and it will remain on TNT. But it might end up being on True TV, and I know you had mentioned it. You could also watch these games on Max as well.
Oh, that's what I did not mention that. I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought you did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last night, I watched the Panthers game before I fell asleep on Max.
Oh, because they have all the TNT, Turner.
All the channels? Turner stuff, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Awesome.
By the way, prior to the game, TNT is going to review all the starters for the NBA All-Star
game.
Yeah.
Because I saw Tyler Hero commented about it, that because the reserves will be named, what, next week, I guess?
Next week.
Because he's not going to be a starter.
No.
He's the only hope that he'd have for an All-Star, and he deserves 100%. It.
Yeah, once Drew Smith went down, yeah.
And are we? Do we understand that this team we watch tonight is probably our team for the remainder of the season?
Until they get Zion.
Okay.
I want you to stake your side. I know Crowder's side on Zion Williamson. I would like you to publicly state yours, Solana, so that when they do get him, I enjoy watching you backtrack. I want you to publicly state your side on the Heat acquiring Zion Williamson.
Yeah, so here's what I think.
He just ran away like the Chappelle Show.
What you gonna do about the oil?
All right. Well, that means I believe Solana's telling you his opinion on that may change. Whoever they bring in is going to be the next great hope.
The best condition, hardest working. Those are the first two quotes out of Pat Riley's mouth about the Heat. That's the last thing Zion's done in his whole life.
Zion looks good, man. I know that he's having trouble staying out there, but when he's out there, he looks good. He doesn't want to be in New Orleans. He doesn't want to be there.
And we don't want him here.
No, we do. Trust me. This is the answer. And then you put Bam, Ware, and Zion out there together. Holy hell.
Slow the game down. He can't keep up.
By the way, tonight, if you were listening earlier, I need Duncan Robinson over 2.5 made threes to cash my three-leg parlay. Thank you, Victor Wembanyama, earlier today in France.
How were good bets?
I'm scouting Chris Middleton tonight. That's what I'm doing. I'm focusing on Chris Middleton and how his ankles look after.
Heat are 6.5-point dogs tonight.
Huh.
Giannis over under 28.5, Dame Lillard 24.5, Chris Middleton 12.5. For the Heat, Hero 22.5, Bam 14.5, Duncan 11.5.
Doesn't Bam have to guard Giannis? That's a tough get.
For Giannis.
You want me to bring up first round versus Milwaukee Crowder? If you went up.
Yeah. Giannis still has PTSD over that.
Mm-hmm.
Trust
me. How about when they swept us?
Yeah, that was a whole different scenario.
What does that have to do with anything?
All right. What else do we have in the headlines?
The Florida Panthers lost last night. They're back at it on Saturday and Sunday. They'll play games 3 and 4 of their 4-game trip out west. Canes Hoops lost yesterday. They're out west as well. They got blown out by Stanford, the Cardinal. They'll play again versus Cal.
The tree.
They'll play again versus Cal on Saturday. Joe Zagacki's probably having a wonderful time out west.
Oh, In-N-Out Burger and Napa wine country.
Yeah.
Guy's having the time of his life.
You know, I was driving home from dropping Chaz off at school. I ride down 136 and I see Joe Zagacki walking next to Steve Shapiro. They take walks together and talk
today?
About life. No, it was a couple of days ago.
There's no way he could be.
No,
be back it was walking the, it with was, Chappy today.
I thought I might have, you know, I had too much to drink the night before. I was like, was that Steve Shapiro and Joe Zagacki? And they were taking a nice walk to get in shape.
You know, I like Lori and I walk every day. We walk to the beach and back and Meisner and whatever. But I don't think I would walk with anyone other than my wife.
Yeah.
Because that's like, you know, like exercise. Walking for exercise with someone other than your wife. I don't know. It just strikes me as like that's something I would not. I would go for a bike ride if someone wanted to go on a trail or whatever. Couples. I would do that.
Me and you riding bikes through a trail?
No, couples, though. I would do like if you in Asia wanted to go for a couple's bike ride, I would do that on a trail or something. But if you said, hey, do you and Lori want to come over and take a walk with me in Asia? I don't think I would do that.
It's weird to me. It's funny you say that Asia goes to the gym. She's healthy. She's drinking smoothies. She juices all this stuff. I just get involved every now and again. But I went to the gym with her for a while, and I she works out. I just get on the bike and watch ESPN. And a dude I used to play, Wale Agulie, he was in the gym, and I see him, and he comes and sits in the bike right next to me. Ooh. And now we're biking together, but we're like our hands could touch. I felt uncomfortable.
And you're that close, you've got to continue talking, which you don't want to do when you're on the bike.
No, I want to play Toy Blast and watch ESPN. Yeah. That's all I wanted to do in that gym. Hey, how's the private equity going?
But if I was invited to go on a walk with Joe Zagacki and Steve Shapiro, I would probably say yes, now that I think it through.
I pulled over and we talked for like 20 minutes. I'm in the air-conditioned truck. They're standing outside, but we did talk for like 20 minutes.
I think it just depends how you frame the question. Hey, do you want to go on a walk with me? Like, it just sounds like we're going to go on a stroll, romantic almost.
Yeah, but how could you, in what possible scenario could you ask that in like a tougher, more.
Right, hey, you want to get a workout in?
Let's go walk, bitch.
Yeah, like what is, but like, you want to get a workout in? Oh, okay. What is there a pickup game?
No, we're gonna get some steps in. Wanna get some steps in?
Oh, okay. Where are we getting the steps? We go to the gym?
Yeah, no, we're gonna walk from here to the beach and we're gonna come back. We're gonna get 8,000 steps in doing that. You see what I mean? Like
me together, we're just gonna it doesn't work.
Well, Hawk, if I asked you, like, would you like to go on a walk?
That's what you're asking me.
Well, not though. We're going to do some exercise.
Yes, you are.
We're going to get a workout. You want to get a workout in? Okay, sure. What are we doing today? Today, we happen to be walking. We're getting steps in.
We happen to be walking. In other words, if you're asking your friend, do you want to get a workout in? Mm-hmm. I don't know anywhere on the list where it's a walk together.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but you've never, Crowder, back in the day, hey, you going to the gym today? Yeah. What are you doing? Cardio. Okay, you go together, you do a little cardio. I mean, technically, this is cardio. Hey, we're doing cardio today.
So I'll meet you at the gym. You'll be on treadmill 3. I'll take 4.
Yeah.
And we'll just walk next to each other.
You got
to
get your steps in.
No, I'm all for getting your steps in. I like getting my steps in. I'm just saying I don't want to do it with someone other than my wife.
Well, like when I played, that Zach Thomas would do crazy workouts like on the beach and then ride his bike up and down. Like he would these crazy like decathlon workouts. And we'd do it together, but we were just doing the same thing. We weren't doing it together. Like walking, you're doing it together because you're just sitting there walking and
talking.
Someone
texts in, what if you call it a hike? Hey, do you want to go on a hike?
In South Florida, where are we hiking in?
Well, that's the thing. So you're going to say, where are we hiking? And I'm going to say, we're going to go down Palmetto. Oh, we'll stroll through Meisner Park, maybe hit the beach, and then come back up Camino Real. But I'm going to call it a hike. Does that sound better?
No, I'm fine. I'm busy. Something just came up.
We're going to get our steps in. Make sure to bring a towel because we're hitting the sauna after.
You're not going to have a towel, though. Yankee.
Ha, 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 ha. All right. Anything else? I want to get the Gino Toretta.
Yeah. Brandon Miller is out for the rest of the season.
All that.
Having wrist surgery.
Man.
Your weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. No sauna for him. Call them 866.
Please don't ask nobody to get in a sauna with you, bro. Brother.
That's why I had to move from the other apartment.
Hey, big dog. Tomorrow morning, jump in the sauna together, me and you, sauna, by 8:30.
Hey, bro, three options for today. A walk, a hike, sauna. Let me know. LMK.
Yeah, we're getting a workout in. Workout. Yeah, quick sauna. Sauna sesh. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Man, today sucks. The weather sucks outside, man.
Yeah, it's going to be rough on my walk.
Yeah.
What sauna do you go to so I can warn people I love?
These at-home saunas now. I ordered one off Amazon.
Mm.
Use that one.
Can't wait. That's your weather.
Ask a friend to come over and use your at-home sauna. Hey, Steve, I just put a sauna, one-person sauna in my house. You want to come over?
We can lap up, have a ball.
Hey, Larry, calling you from the one person cell. You're free. Stop on by.
Like when you want to take an Uber X, but you're five people, not just four. Like, no, we could squit. Right. We could squeeze. Right. We could fit. We could squeeze. Right. Like, no, Larry.
It's a one-person sauna, but Larry, you're svelte.
We could squeeze. Come on. There's space.
Hey, Larry, it's me again. I may have gotten cut off on the last message, but I'm in the sauna, and
if you're not busy... Got the steam going, big man.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Smoke your grape swisher sweets if you got them.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. I was texting with Ryan from Funky Buddha after the Gino interview. He gave me a little heads up on what might be added. The Funky Buddha menu.
Me relax.
And I'm not happy about it because he's ruining my idea. But I'll get into it. We'll have mine.
I don't know what
you're doing there. How do you mess up nachos? Well, they're about to. If you wanted to know,
think they're doing just.
I'm not so certain. I literally just offered via text to buy into Funky Buddha so I could fix things.
What you got?
He said, you set us back years.
Bingo.
Let me talk about International Jewelers Exchange. It's the beginning of the year. You can visit International Jewelers Exchange. Maybe you got a little holiday cash that you still haven't used yet. You know, you find something for yourself, or maybe you find something for your girlfriend, your wife. International Jewelers Exchange, they've got timepieces, diamonds, gold, custom-made jewelry. Before you know it, Valentine's Day will be here, so you get started shopping now so that you give her the gift that she's been dreaming of. Everybody loves fine jewelry and watches, and you come to International Jewelers Exchange, you will find it all. They've got over 40 years in business, 3 convenient South Florida locations. If you've never stepped foot in International Jewelers Exchange before, think of it like this. It's not just a jewelry store. It's a superstore. There's more than 150 individual jewelers, all family owned and operated, to choose from under one roof. And you can find anything you're looking for. Timepieces. They have every watch you've ever dreamed of. You want to custom design a piece of jewelry? That's no problem there. If you're not dealing with salespeople, it makes it easier, right? You're engaging with jewelers with over 50 years experience. The prices are wholesale to the public. You're going to see items up to 70% off retail. So treat yourself here at the beginning of the year. Start thinking about your Valentine's shopping as well at International Jewelers Exchange. There's three locations: Boca Raton on Glades, just west of the Turnpike, Aventura, block south of the mall, and Boynton Beach at Boynton Beach Boulevard and Military Trail. So we have a little bit of a schedule shift for tonight because the Heat game is delayed by an hour because the Bucks had a tough time getting back home from New Orleans. So tip off now, instead of 7:30, will be 8:30 tonight. 8:30 tonight, which means Dan Day will keep you company up until 7:15. And then at 7:15, Solana and Tommy Tig will get you ready with pre-Heat. And then game will tip off at 8:30 from Milwaukee. Jason Jackson on the call. And then Solana will keep you company after the game. And the Heat game tonight, last I saw, Heat were what, six-point dogs, I think, the last I saw.
Six and a half,
maybe. And if you're rooting for me, I need Duncan Robinson over 2.5 made threes. Yeah, Heat 6.5-point dogs still tonight in Milwaukee. All right. Tell us what you want to tell us, Crowder, before we get out of here for the evening and turn things over to Dan Day.
Y'all know I love a good fight, and three powerhouse brands come together all with one goal: to save you more. This is the showdown on the Sawgrass at Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. It all starts with the 2024 Chevy Silverado, and it's facing off against the 2024 GMC Sierra. Huge savings, up to $15,000 off these beautiful trucks. But it's the 2025 Chevy Equinox that knocks out the lease deals now. Only $189 a month for Equinox. Then it comes to the Buick Encore with the show-stopping lease of only $139 a month. Oh, it's getting better and better. Oh, and the grand finale, 0% financing on select models. Win the brand's battle, you win. Silverado and Sierra's up to $15,000 off. Equinox is $189 a month. Encore's $139 a month, or steal the show with 0% financing. With deals this good, you know who wins? You know who wins this fight? It's you with these great deals. And remember, Ed Morris is always in your corner. Visit Ed Morris Sawgrass Auto Mall or go to edmorrissawgrass.com.
Ooh, that was a lot of phlegm there right at the end. You're lucky you're out of time, man, because that was a tsunami morning worth of phlegm.
About 557.
That sounded like somebody who goes for a walk in a sauna with their best friend. All right, everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Heat. We will speak with you mañana from Gulfstream Park.
Hey, kids, it's flat meat night.